Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Charges filed and then dismissed against actor Alec Baldwin in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin then sues the prosecutors, court officials, and others for defamation and abuse of process. Man, he sure kicked a gift horse in the mouth. A judge has now ruled in the case. What about it, John Limley?
Well, Nancy, Alec Baldwin's countersuit tied to that fatal shooting on the film Rust has been dismissed. The New Mexico judge's ruling leaves Baldwin 30 days to refile. It was in 2021 that cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed when a gun Baldwin was rehearsing with fired a live round. Criminal charges against the actor were dropped last year, but the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter and released this May after serving 13 months. Hutchins' husband and family are still suing Baldwin and other producers, alleging safety failures on the set. Court records show Baldwin's deposition in that case has yet to be rescheduled. President Trump has announced that more than 500 federal officers from the FBI, DEA, ATF, ICE, and the U.S. Marshals Service are being sent to Washington, D.C. for at least a week. Their mission, bolster local law enforcement and, in the words of the president, restore safety to the streets. The plan also includes removing unhoused people from public spaces and sending them to facilities outside the city. The president said the measure was necessary to address what he called lawlessness in the Capitol. But D.C. leaders point out that violent crime has already fallen by more than a quarter compared to last year, with homicides and carjackings both trending downward. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city is open to federal help, but objects to the prospect of National Guard troops or direct federal control of local policing. She's urging the administration to instead fill vacant prosecutor positions and judicial seats, posts she says are critical to sustain safety. The coming week will test whether this surge in manpower strengthens the city's security or sparks new political conflict over control of the nation's capital.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The FBI's latest uniform crime report shows a major nationwide shift. Violent crime fell by 4.5% in 2024 and property crime by 8%. Murders and non-negligent manslaughters dropped 15%, the steepest decline in decades, bringing levels closer to where they stood before the pandemic. The statistics also show decreases in robbery, aggravated assault, and burglary. But the data is not all positive. Hate crime remains alarmingly high, only a slight 1.5% drop from the year before, and the total still ranks as the second highest in more than 30 years. Analysts say these numbers reflect complex dynamics, with improved community policing and targeted intervention programs helping in some cities, while deep-rooted bias-driven violence continues to resist national downward trends. In Atlanta, a routine arrest turned violent at the city's Five Points MARTA station. Two transit police officers were attempting to detain 26-year-old Christopher Daniels for public urination when he allegedly pulled a gun and opened fire. One officer was shot in the arm and underwent surgery. The second officer was grazed in the knee and temporarily lost hearing from the gunfire. Daniels fled aboard a train, tossing his weapon onto a station rooftop before slipping away. The firearm was later recovered, and Daniels was arrested in Birmingham, Alabama, after a multi-state manhunt. He faces charges of aggravated assault, public indecency, and weapons violations. MARTA officials stressed that serious crime on the system is down overall, noting this year has seen no homicides, a stark contrast to years past. But they say the shooting underscores the unpredictable risks transit police face daily. In New York, the life of 46-year-old security guard Alain Etienne was honored in Brooklyn by hundreds of mourners. Etienne, originally from Haiti, was killed while shielding others during a July 28th shooting at a Manhattan office tower. The attack left four people dead, including Etienne, a veteran NYPD officer, an investment executive, and a real estate employee. A fifth person was wounded before the gunman took his own life. Friends, family, and coworkers say Etienne was a devoted father and grandfather who always put others first. His union is calling for greater recognition of private security personnel, noting that many, like Etienne, are immigrants working long hours in dangerous conditions. He is remembered as a man who not only guarded a building, but who, in his final moments, protected the lives of others.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.